You've got to have friends. Why, you ask? Don't great artists work alone, in alienation and despair, suffering over their Tuesday taco platters and writing about the utter fear and trembling of being without friends? Yes. Yes, they do. But then they show their work to a buddy and usually split a dessert platter and coffee while they're discussing how brilliant it is later. In fact, the most despairing works of literature and art are usually done at a friend's house, and oftentimes on a friend's couch. Walden, which is a tome all about the need for solitude, was written by Thoreau while he was crashing at his friend Emerson's place in the woods. The Wasteland, which is all about the despair and dejection and futility of modern society, may have been written by T.S. Eliot, but it was edited by his friend Ezra Pound later. If you are going to write about isolation, find someone else who feels the same way and share your work. You'll both have something to read, someone to give feedback, and someone to buy you champagne when it wins a Pulitzer and you are too famous to have regular, non-artist friends anymore. There's no time when I realize the importance of my artistic relationships than when I complete a writing class. During the class, I have structure, feedback, direction, and a sense of accountability and support. I am productive and happy, or I am productive and miserable. Either way, I am productive. And after 8 weeks or so, I have something to show for all of the time I've spent yelling at the keyboard, breaking pencils and dishes, and throwing my crumbled rough drafts at the cats. Then it happens. Writing class ends. The first few days are pleasant. I have all that lovely time to myself to stare out the window and winnow away my time, forgetting briefly that I am mortal and that time is what crushes the collagen out of my face. But within a week, I find myself antsy, itchy, waking up in cold sweats, wondering what I am doing with my life. The idea of facing my own mind feels overwhelming. I start looking at my laptop and realizing I have 300 unfinished poems, a list of impossible projects, and a strange feeling in my stomach that may be the flu or the growing knot of anxiety that nothing I do matters. I am alone, swirling in an infinite void. All of the words I write mean nothing, have always meant nothing, will go on sitting on my laptop, weighing it down like the stones in Virginia Woolf's coat pocket until finally I succumb to the heavy weight of my own meaningless, misunderstood, isolated genius pulling me under. I avoid my work and clean out the cabinets instead. I throw out half of my books and then try to get them back from the used bookstore down the street. I eat low-fat ice cream. So much. Not always low-fat. I write things and have no idea if they make any sense. I feel perpetually like I am screaming alone into a void that has no other ear on the edge of the abyss, that my writing is futile, that I am a fly at the bottom of a used bottle of tequila after the party is over. At this time, I usually reach out to a friend. I call someone who I know is in a similar situation and say, "Do you want to get lunch? Or do you want to trade rough drafts and give each other feedback?" Well, this isn't as structured as, say, a writing class or a full-time teaching schedule. It does provide enough accountability to keep me going. I show somebody something I am working on and they say, "Great!" Or if we know each other really well, "Terrible." Or if they are diplomatic, "Gee, Tricia, this has real potential." After they say, "Great," or "Terrible," or "This has real potential," you can actually probe your friends for more details. If they are good friends, they'll give you honest feedback. If they are real humans, they'll even have their own honest human feelings to relate back to you. As it turns out, they also had somewhat less than perfect childhoods. They too once got in a fist fight with their mother. They also know what it's like to lose a wrestling match with a chimpanzee and get thrown out of the LA Zoo for life. And if they are also artists, they might even offer you some useful feedback, like, "Say more about why you jumped into the chimp's cage that day." Or, "Say less about the chimp's genitals glistening in the sun, reminding you of two cherries on top of a meaty cone of ice cream." Or, "Use a simile to describe the hands of the cop as he dragged you screaming out of the cage." Whenever I meet with a friend over lunch to trade work, I always get useful ideas like that about how to strengthen my work. But more than that, I get accountability. I get some validation. I get the feeling that I am not alone. I get a human connection with another human being, and I sleep a lot better at night with my clean cabinets and knowing I will have someone to read my work and even bail me out of jail next time I get caught in the chimpanzee's cage.